South Sudan's National Legislative Assembly approved a 400% salary increment for civil servants and the armed forces in the 2023-2024 fiscal year budget. But Abraham Awolich, a member of the PCCA, says the 400% salary increment is not enough due to the high cost of living and the country's hyperinflation.
The PCCA instead calls for a salary adjustment of 5,000%. This would bring someone earning a minimum wage of 2,400 per month to 120,000 SSP, which is an equivalent of about $100 per month. The ideal salary adjustment would be 180,000 SSP, which would be equivalent to $150. But we understand that the country is experiencing financial difficulties.
Rajab Mohandis, another member of the PCCA, says South Sudan is rich enough to pay higher salaries.
We are talking about a country with resources and a country that is able to provide it, to pay itself or pay its legislators a minimum of $15,000 for each individual. And this $15,000 paid to one legislator would actually pay up to 150,000 civil servants if the salary is adjusted to 5,000%.
Lawmakers loyal to the SPLM in opposition walked out of the parliament in August protesting against the 400% salary increment during passing of the 2023-2024 budget. The SPLM IO national legislators proposed a 600% increment, but the lawmakers representing Kiir's party argued that the government does not have the resources to pay huge salaries. Gabriel March Garang works with the Jonglei State Ministry of Education. Garang says the approved salary adjustment will not address the high cost of living in South Sudan.
So I don't really agree with those who indeed initiated this initiative to increase the salaries of civil servants by 400%.
John Agan is the chairperson of the Information Committee in the National Legislative Assembly and the Parliament's spokesperson. Agan says the government has 5 million employees and 5,000% salary increment could not be realistic.
Our people in South Sudan are under faith. We know this. And by the fact that the government took initiative of improving it to 400% this time, is giving us a promise that tomorrow it might be 600%. And this is how we stand to defend.
Bangasi Joseph Bakasoro, the National Minister for Public Service and Human Resource Development, admits that the salary increment of 400% is not enough.
When we plan and there is no resource to cover the plan, then you again revisit the plan to adjust it according to what you have in hand. That is what the Minister of Finance has done, and we are going to respect it. And then maybe in the supplementary budget, we shall improve the salary a bit gradually. Change has to go gradually based on what we have in hand.
President Salva Kiir recently instructed the country's new foreign minister to clear 27 months of salary arrears for South Sudanese diplomats representing country around the world. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.